Trump effect, Denmark announces massive rearmament. Acknowledges consequences for welfare spending. By Kurt Sindelka on February 19, 2025. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen announced on Tuesday that the Kingdom of Denmark will massively increase its military spending as European nations grapple with the reality that they can no longer merely rely on the American taxpayer to subsidize their defense. Copenhagen will set out this week plans to increase the fighting power of Danish defense. Prime Minister Frederiksen said on Tuesday in what may be seen as the first major domino to fall in U.S. President Donald Trump's goal of transforming the security architecture of the Western NATO military alliance. "We would have to rearm massively to look after Denmark. And we must rearm massively to avoid war," Frederiksen said, according to the Danish Daily BT. While she did not elaborate on exact figures on Tuesday, the Danish Broadcasting Corporation, DR, reported on Monday that the government was planning on establishing a special defense fund of 50 billion kroner, £5.5/$7 billion, with further investments to come later. The state broadcaster said that 25 billion kroner are expected to be spent this year, with the remainder to be used in 2026. For the sake of speed, the PM said on Tuesday that the fund will be spent at the discretion of the Chief of Defense. It has also been reported that the rapid rearmament will also take place outside of the usually EU procedures for arms procurement under emergency measures. The decision by the Liberal government in Copenhagen to double down on its defense came in the wake of the Munich Security Conference, in which Trump administration officials impressed upon European allies that they will be expected to provide for the security of the region rather than expecting the US to underwrite their defense. President Trump has long accused wealthy European nations of taking advantage of the United States through the NATO military alliance, with most having failed until following the Russian invasion of Ukraine to meet their defense spending requirements under the assumption of U.S. protection while spending their own money on generous welfare programs. Prime Minister Frederiksen acknowledged Tuesday that the new investments into the military would have consequences on the ability to fund its welfare programs, but claimed that it would be a necessary trade-off and that the government was still committed to preserving its welfare state. Denmark has already doubled its military spending since 2020, taking the country's expenditures to over 2.3% of GDP, surpassing the 2% baseline requirement for NATO members. The new spending is likely to take the total to around 3% of GDP, still short of the Trump call for 5%. However, the move from Copenhagen is well ahead of almost all other European NATO members and may serve to pressure other European powers also to step up their defense investments. In addition to pressure from Washington, the decision to increase military spending came after the Defense Intelligence Service, DIA, warned last week that Russia would likely be able to rebound from the war in Ukraine and be able to soon rearm for potential future conflicts. According to the assessment, which assumed that the Ukraine war would end shortly, Russia would be ready for another war on its borders within 6 months. After 2 years, the DIA said that Russia could pose a credible threat to individual or several NATO countries and thus be ready for a regional war against several countries in the Baltic Sea region. The report went on to warn that in around 5 years, Moscow would be prepared for a large-scale war on the European continent where the United States is not getting involved. Yet the intel agency noted that their assumptions were based on NATO members not upgrading their militaries at the same time, thus increasing the pressure on the government to invest in the defense of the nation. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.